Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Amazed at what I am, I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, yeah.
And good morning, listeners. Just like that, what a tune. We're thinking of maybe doing a remix. DJ Was on the decks. That song is coming to you. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to the Fire Up Show, brought to you by the Plumbers Union. As we say, left to right, we've changed seats today to mix it up a little bit. G'day, Warwick. How are you, mate?
I'm real good, mate. You?
Yeah, good, mate.
So I'm just battling this floppy microphone in front of me that's...
That's why I chose these.
Not really wanting to comply. I know why Herc doesn't want to sit here.
Yeah, it's still doing well, Herc. Herc made a strategic play and has moved to the middle. Good morning, Herky. How are you?
Good, mate. Yourself? Good morning, listeners.
Yeah, good, mate. Good, good, good. And Nathan, Mario, Luigi, looking good, mate. That Tash is looking very good. I'm sure Michelle's loving it.
Yep. Good morning, everyone. Morning, Pickles. Yep. Michelle's definitely loving this mustache, so... It's going to be staying for a while, I reckon.
Yeah, it looks fantastic, mate. Very, very nice. We're all bearded up for winter. And Warwick, what's happening, bro? Looking good in your Bullance fit, in your Bullance beanie, maybe not there next year?
Yeah, not great news for the old Preston Bullance last night, or over the last couple of days, but we'll see what happens there.
Hopefully they do a Frankston and turn it around. And
look at the Coburg's doing pretty good these days with getting people from there. Their local footy divisions to strive to play for them as sort of the elite club in the area. I think Port Melbourne doing the same. These standalone VFL sides. Preston's 140 something years old. old VFL side. Formerly lined up with Carlton. I know it'd be sad to see some of these old clubs just fade away. Yeah, well, Carlton pulled out of the club during COVID because it was the soft cap was gone and they didn't want to spend the money. So, but anyway, no, I'm going all right, mate. I'm going all right. Busy with compliance at the moment, to be honest with you.
Most definitely, mate. Most definitely.
Just a bit of advice to the members out there: take that interest in your funds. Log in, make sure you're getting paid. Don't just take the boss's word for it.
100%. Make sure you're getting paid the right amount.
You're on 100%. Just make sure that your super's going in. You're getting all your insurances and your redundancy and everything like that. Because I was unfortunately seeing a bit more of it these days.
It was a funny conversation I think we had. I don't even know what day it was. We had a company that was looking to sign an EBA and they were saying, we need this, you guys need to do that, you guys need to do this. And we said, well, the guy sitting next to me actually does all that now, so they didn't really know what to say. So I think it's a good thing for us and a good thing for industry.
They wanted someone policing all the funds, and I said, well, you're looking at him.
And can you also police the non-EBA housing sector as well? Yeah, no worries, mate.
Yeah, no worries. We'll just go start knocking on some bulk builders' doors.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, mate, that's pretty busy at the minute. Pretty busy.
Yep.
Been up to Wangaratta last week. Inland rail up there.
Yep. Beautiful.
That's starting to move along. There's Euroa Station and Benalla Station that are getting some nice upgrades.
Yep. Lovely.
So there's a bit of work in that for us. There's a couple of companies sniffing around. So head up, catch up with the builder, and shout out to Fozzie. He actually helped me out a fair bit up there because he's sort of the local man on the beat, and it's hard to organise those regions without someone good. I know that you've got a great ally out in the Gippsland area, Pickles. And
yeah, I do with Miz. Yeah, we're it is very difficult, I think, to organise those areas. And as I said, for us, we do organise big areas through Melbourne all the way down to Gippsland. But guys, we do try and get down there as often as we can.
And we do lean on our brothers in the regions a fair bit, so we do appreciate that.
It's good to hear boys are working well to see from you out there.
Yeah, most definitely. It's we're doing a good job, and so are they. So there's actually a little bit of work coming up in Gippsland at last, so we'll head down there today. It's been sort of probably a weekly or fortnightly thing. We had a good win down at the battery plant down there with Trio Plumbing winning the sanitary package. The total of the job is $700 million, but the plumbing package is obviously quite small. It's just a lot of lots of sparkies down there. But, yeah, it'll be a good one that we've got a tier one working on that project. And Herky, what's going on, brother?
Can I just make a quick side note? Is that a smile on your face, Nathan?
Me? No. Nah.
Yeah, underneath that mustache? I believe you're working with a new organiser now?
No, I've got, new project now, and, different bit of a change now, so, yeah, we'll get on to that a bit later.
well played.
Straight bat. What about you, Herky, yeah. Running around like
Yeah, look, very busy. Spent, to be honest, a lot of time with the ETU in the last fortnight.
Yep.
We've got Al Davies, Chris Arkell, and they've got someone on delegation as well, Luke, who's a ripper as well, Cannanook, I think his last one was Cannanook Station, Mordialloc. So I'd done the rounds in construction and civil. So, you know, I spent a lot of time with the boys at the airport. There's been a lot of issues out at the airport.
Yeah.
A few builders trying to get in there that just unfortunately just don't comply. So we'll be spending a lot of time there. To their credit, they're getting better.
Yep.
But they're still not perfect. So we expect they're using our members, our EBA contractors, that they provide just bare minimum, like the basics, like proper first aid facilities, proper amenities. If there's any asbestos or anything, just everything flagged off, proper, any pennos in the roof, flag everything off, just the basics, you know?
I mean, the Melbourne airport on the scale of airports around the globe is pretty poor to begin with, but they definitely make it a lot worse when they engage these non-compliant builders that actually put not only the workers at risk, but the public that have to go past these jobs every day trying to escape Melbourne, so... It's pretty embarrassing, really, on their behalf.
It is. But, like, to their credit, they've made some positive changes, and let's hope that continues. Just in regards to the airport, two jobs are about to get announced. We had a meeting on Tuesday with a couple of their senior people, and, the terminal, the extension of the terminal will be announced soon. That's a $2 billion job.
Bloody hell.
The runway, which is it's just outside of what I don't know the value of that, but that's going to be huge. That's going to get announced. And also extension of the front terminal where the Park Royal is. That's another $2 billion job. Mm. So those jobs will get announced probably end of the year. Won't start to probably mid-next year. But yeah, huge. Huge for our members.
And at the end of the day, I guess we're probably fortunate in some ways that maybe some of the infrastructure is aging a little bit and maybe not quite up to standard for such a big city. So we have to upgrade these things. And it will be good for the members and... Good for everyone involved.
I like how they built the airport 45 kilometres away from the city.
Without a train.
You get a real good view, city skyline as you're going into land.
Exactly right. And it keeps the Ubers and the cabs in business for sure. So, no, that's...
A train would be nice.
Train would be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, most definitely.
But they're going to be huge jobs when they do start.
Big civil packages on that on that runway. And obviously a lot of plumbing involved with new terminals. Big work, hard work to get done quickly with all the restrictions at the airport. So they'll be good jobs for plenty of members.
Exactly right. And also the precinct of the airport around it, in and around all the warehouses. I've been in that as well the last couple of days with Chris, me to you. And it's good to see the contractors out there doing the right thing as well. I can't really fault at the moment Texco and Construct and who else is out there? Total Constructions, all doing sort of the right thing, we'll say. Jobs are pretty good, clean. Well, using all EBA contractors, so tick, tick, tick for us.
That's a good.
Beautiful. And Nathan, what's happening, bro?
What's happening, Marcus?
Oh, heaps, mate. Here on a...
Found your smile once you left the western suburbs?
No, I do miss that job. So, yeah, finished up at Footscray. Yep. Was there for just under 4 years. So
what do they call it, like Stockholm Syndrome? You like,
with the kidnappers.
Yeah.
it was a good project, and, Dave's out there doing a really good job.
Yeah, good on you, Dave.
Is that Plumber Dave?
Plumber Dave, yeah, well, that's another
story. The famous Plumber Dave?
That's another story.
Well, just on that, guys, well done, Dave. You got up there, you represented the union really well the other day. And I wouldn't have had the
kahunas. I think the best part was that he made people think plumbers still wear overalls. Yeah. So, good work, mate.
He represented us.
Yeah,
well.
Good on you, Dave.
No, he did a ripping
good job. And, copped a bit of flack in the comments, but
keyboard warriors, mate. Don't worry about him.
Exactly right. So everyone's proud of Dave, and just on Dave, he's got a big game on this Friday.
Is he? He's playing in that.
He is. Yes.
Over 35 Masters. Is it?
Yeah.
Gembrook versus Belgrave. 7:30 kickoff.
Gembrook Recreational Reserve.
So get your greens on and head down to Gembrook Oval and.
He's a star in the rock.
Might have to get a delegation to go out there.
Get the overalls on.
Go support Dave. So, yeah.
So it's a long way out. Book some accommodation.
Or just get Nathan to drive you. Either way.
Yeah, that's it. But going back to that. Yeah, Footscray's pretty much almost wrapped up, I think. So finished up there just before Easter. Finished up, took a bit of time off, and then started out at the Arts Centre in the city. They're doing the Melbourne Arts Precinct transformation. There's a lot of work coming up there for the next few years. At the moment, they're doing the refurb on the main stage. That's where we're at with Lendlease. Lendlease got that whole project. So I've got Alice Air, Wilson's, Ed Tire Fire, National Pipes out there, and then you get a few other subbies that come and go kind of thing.
Yeah, Corbett out there for a bit as well.
Corbett was there, they were there. They were good blokes, the Corbett boys.
Yeah, Rippers.
Yeah. So, 80 Tanks, they're good blokes too. They came out.
Yep.
The brothers.
The literal brothers.
Mm.
They literally are, the Frankston brothers.
Yeah.
So just out there, and then there's a whole new outside works. It was on the news the other day.
I'm surprised you didn't get in for the photo opportunity. I think last time at Footscray, it was either shaking Dan Andrews' hand or Jacinta Allen's hand. And then,
No, I don't go
Nathan
into that.
Today.
Not this time. Just low-key this time. But, yeah. So there's a bit of outside work going on, bridge going over to City Road, green package, a couple of $100 million of green package there.
Jeez.
And then there's a whole new tower going up. They started not in grounds, but all the deltas out there having a scratch around. So hopefully next year that'll kick off too. So it'll be a lot of work for a lot of members coming up. And
It's a good big job.
And working under the great man himself, Billy Ramsey.
I thought you were going to say Billy Jovia. I think Jova's probably the better Billy of the two Billies, but Billy Ramsey's all right as well.
Billy Ramsey's the man. So.
He's the man.
So he's working with him. So it's good. It's exciting moving forward. So.
Yeah, awesome, mate. And they've got one of the best in the business doing it out there, mate. So the members, the lasses, and the blokes are very lucky to have you out there. I know this week as well. Queen Victoria Market is officially going.
Yeah.
I know that there was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. I know it was a design, and it was a DNC, so it is a full design and construct. I believe the consortiums were built in Lendlease. Lendlease have got that.
Three towers, isn't it?
There's a lot of, I think it'll be quite difficult in some respects. There's an old graveyard there as well, which they're going to have to contend with. There is also some
cultural heritage.
Cultural significance there. So I think it will be a little bit of a slow burn.
Nice shift on the job.
It'll go as slow as it needs to at the start, I reckon, just to be as respectful as they need to be.
100%.
But looking forward, there's a good amount of work coming on,
Yeah.
At the moment, she's tough. She is very tough at the moment.
We get it the most. Like, we're getting a lot of calls on members out of work at the moment, and we understand. Like, we've all sort of
100%. Been there. Mate, I've been out of work. I've called organisers in the past.
Of course.
It comes with the territory, but...
There is stuff in the pipeline.
There's heaps coming up.
Massive projects. We'll take a lot of members and
We'd love nothing more than to be able to point everyone in the right direction and have everyone get a job, but at the moment, there's... it seems to be almost that there's more people going down the road than are getting picked up. So it's slow going at the minute, but
Yeah, I keep harping about these data centers. They're all about to start.
Those data centers, though, when they go,
we sound like a broken record as I spin the record. It's yeah. But they are starting, guys. They are going to be.
And when they go quick, don't they? They hit the ground running. They don't. Yep. There's no soft starts there. So.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I think we are halfway there, guys. I'm just going to put a little bit of a one out to our Irish brothers. We've just got Billy Jovanovski walking in the door, the man himself from boxing.
The better Billy.
The better Billy. He must have heard me complimenting me. But guys, kneecap recap for the song for today.
Morning, boys.
A little bit of breaking news to bring you, and that is that counter-terrorism police will investigate the rap trio Kneecap.
Mohi is a bless, let him do rakedes, Roy the Ren, Kul Shraj, Tamsu Tor, Roy the Red, Shamril, the Sanishin Beds, Kneecap, give them a frisk, Sparan Lando, Diva, we know they've got more than this. Grab Lawa, I'm a stroll to the bank, get me Cammy's money and give her my thanks. We'll call it reparations, but I knock your wank. Try to take my money, but I came and collected it.
And dislike that, guys. Kneecap, what a song. Get us going. A little bit of a controversial one.
Get the blood pumping.
But, yeah, they're a pretty amazing political band. We're just saying they had the biggest crowd ever at Glastonbury. They came to Melbourne and did a free show at Federation Square. They're amazing. Guys, we've also got a special guest just walked in, Billy Jovanovski. Welcome, mate.
Morning, fellas. How are we all?
Good, mate. We've all sort of done a little bit of a report. I know you've been running around. You've
all over the place.
You've been looking after a large proportion of the state between the CBD and also the north.
Yep, just going where I need a pickles. That's it.
100%.
He's stolen your thunder already about Queen Vic. So
no, that's all right.
We're just discussing the Queen Vic market, mate.
You probably know more than me, mate.
It's all right. $1.7 billion Lendlease. I've just picked that up, so it's going to be a big one for you.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it because it's been a bit quiet in the city, in all honesty. As everyone knows, there's not many cranes up in the city. Biggest job project they've got going at the moment is C-Bus properties, which is obviously a big one. Mickey Lobert's out there doing a fantastic job.
Is that topped out yet?
Yeah, getting close. Yeah, so up and down in waves, you know how it is. The members go up, drop off a bit, and then back again. Thank God the plant room was down the bottom, which had plenty of work for our members out there.
Yep.
But like you said, Lendlease have got the Vic market now, so I can see, hopefully next year is a bigger and brighter year in the city because more projects will be coming out of the ground.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. Good stuff. And I know that Russ has obviously been in America, flying the flag for us over there, so you've been running around through the north.
Yes, I have. Where I'm needed, get the phone calls. They come in thick and fast. You know how it is, mate. And one day you're here, next day you're there, mate. So
good to get back to your roots, mate.
No, it is, mate. Yeah, it is. It is. It's you don't forget. You know how it is. You know, as an organiser, you do get around. I remember starting in the south, then going to Geelong, then going to the east, then the north, then now the city, now back to the north. So that's what we do. We get around.
Yeah, good stuff, Bill. Yep. Good stuff. Yep. That's a. It's good to, I guess, it's what we do. We look after each other. Yep. If someone's away, we all just jump in and cover and take care.
That's it.
For myself, guys, just with my area, it's probably just a bit of deja vu. I guess all the jobs are starting to pick up a lot. I feel like I'm a lot busier now.
Yep.
Maybe I'm not run off my feet, but yeah, the jobs are starting to sort of take off quite a lot. In a good way. Obviously, with Richmond and Cremorne has picked up a lot. And then down in the valley, a couple of jobs are sort of starting to take off as well. So what else is happening, boys?
Warwick? Voting up reps, you know, new reps, first-time reps,
yep.
Old reps. Herx is watching YouTube.
Yeah. I was sick as he would vote up in the last couple of weeks.
Went out to a social housing job in Paran or South Yarra. I forget which one it is.
Yeah. Yep. One of Rusty's ones, but we'll
voted
there last
up
week.
Darcy, a loyal next genner.
Yep.
First gig, put his hand up. He's out there with Alice Eyre on an icon job. So
awesome. He's been coming to Next Gen for a long time, hasn't
he? For ages.
And it's fantastic to see. This is where it all starts, you know, your first job. They're all excited.
He's never really missed one. He turns up all the time and he put his hand up, got the opportunity. He's going to give it a crack. So yeah. I think he'll be just.
Yeah, congratulations. You know, yeah. So it's just the beginning, and you know, there's many more to come. I suppose
it's a hard thing to do. Put your hand up to represent all your members on site. It's yeah. It's a big leap. Sometimes you sit there second guessing yourself. Oh, should I? Shouldn't I? Should I? Should you don't know until you give it a crack, and that's yep. that's where the guts is. You know, if you've got the guts to put your hands up and you know represent your fellow workmates, then you're halfway there.
Yeah,
you know, everyone. It's easy to sit there and stare at your shoelaces when you get asked if you want to hold an election and someone will put their hand up. But the hardest part is actually putting your hand up and deciding that you'll be the one to do the role. So
well, the thing is, good work to Darcy. We weren't asking. They're putting their hand up, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's right.
And, in the early days when I come on the road, it was always hard to find someone to do the role. Now a lot of the young boys are taking the initiative. Fantastic to see.
We made it look cool.
Yeah, I know you have. Yeah, no. You're making me feel old.
Plus, a few better looking reps and organisers on the road now. So yeah, it's probably a little bit.
Hey! We'll make it personal. I'm still holding my hair, right?
Exactly right.
Which one? Who are we talking about?
Look at Herx. Herx rigs, amazing. And what about you, Herx? Have you been anyone else voted up? Anything else happening?
We had you voted up Tim Pelms, I think.
Yeah, you voted up Tim Pelms. Yep,
weeks ago. And we've got a few coming this week, I think.
Dino as well. I can't remember if I mentioned Dean Borg as well.
Mentioned it again. So, yeah, there you go. Sensational job with me out of Tullamarine, now under you, Bill.
Yep.
For this job. So, but, yeah, don't get too comfortable. I want him back.
And we've got...
we'll see how we go.
we've got Scott Regan getting voted up at Pakenham tomorrow as well. So that job's sort of gone from, I think there was one person... maybe one, two. I think Scott was maybe the second person there last week to around about 20 this week. So you can sort of see once a job does open up, they just sort of do load up with the numbers. Lendlease, the contractor down there. Tony Jago, the site manager, what a ripper he is. And OP Industries, Leemark Fire and Cook and Dowsett. They're out there doing their thing as well, which is really good. I was also out at the Dandenong Aquatic Centre yesterday. That's really starting to kick off. A lot of areas are open up. Dave Shembry out there, just keeping them honest. I think with the pits and stuff out there, which they're doing, it was 85 pits, so there's quite a bit there going there for the in-grounds, and then obviously lots of stormwater.
That's a few pits.
Yeah, a few pits, yeah. There's a lot going on. And Nathan's chomping at the bit to say something.
What's going on,
my brother?
No, please.
Just playing with the microphone. Good. I was worried you're worried you needed to say something urgent. So
just a shout out to Pickles. Please. Jack Cherry voted up and Grant Ellis.
Oh, great.
So yes, so another couple of delegates.
Some good delegates getting voted up, which is really good.
So
you know?
As you can see, the jobs are just early days. They're starting up and the delegates in nice and early, which is good to see, and that means members to follow. So, which is fantastic.
Exactly right. And I know that Boris or Grant Ellis,
down the Docklands course.
Yeah, does a great job. And you can see that they're almost extending the Docklands out where those jobs are. Yep. Lendlease is doing some stuff down there. Hickory's doing a job for Lendlease, which is a bit different. But
yeah, decent project too.
Really big project.
Yep.
And just on that as well, guys, I think we are, with delegates, we do need more delegates. So I know we harp on about coming down to NextGen and doing all this kind of stuff, but... when I do speak to people on site and they say, yeah, I want to be a delegate, it's great. Yep, we really appreciate that, and it's good to have that passion, but you've got to show up and come and sort of...
Put in the hard yards.
Passion's one thing, dedication's another.
Yeah. You show commitment, come that's along, what it is.
Turn up to the things that, you know, in your time, like the rest of us have.
That's exactly right.
Show the commitment and...
you know, it's not always the glamorous stuff you need to do.
No, that's right.
You might have to do, you know, pamphlet drops or...
You know what it is?
Stand on the corner with a flag.
You know what it is? Just do it. Be part of the team. That's it. And the rest will follow.
It gets noticed and people do see that and...
No, it's good fun.
Yeah,
it is good fun. It is good. You have a laugh and...
you meet some good people.
Be there because you want to be there.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what I say.
Most definitely. And it's a product of this. How, Bill, I actually regress a little bit. How old were you when you started as a rep? What was your story coming into the industry?
Just going back now, you're making me think, aren't you? I would have been early 20s, I reckon, honestly.
Early 20s, wow.
24.
And it was a different time back then,
wasn't it? Oh, a lot different. A lot different. I was sitting in that delegates room, shop shorts meeting, and looked around a room that wasn't many my age, I'll tell you now. Yep. And it just over the years was part of the journey and just grew with the role, which was fantastic to see. I was a company delegate that turned into a company delegate for Atherton's,
yep,
which went for many years, and then went over to D&E, and then it snowballed from there.
Yeah, it's good. Maybe we can do that. That could be a little segment each week. We can do This Is Your Life.
Yep.
Presented by. Yep. Maybe get Ray Martin in here.
The journey.
But
they're all small jobs, you know. Looking back on it, you know, they weren't big jobs, but you know, you probably learn a lot off those smaller jobs, smaller contractors, not your tier one builders. You know, you dip your toe in the water. That's what it's about. You know, you learn a lot. And it's got me where I am today, you know.
Yeah, it's good, and that's a sign of what the union can do as well, guys. It does start. You can sort of start at the bottom and just build your way up.
I probably never thought I'd be sitting here doing this.
What does Scott Dowsett say to me? He goes, "You can get on the elevator, and we'll let you get off wherever you want along the journey." And I said, "I don't really understand that, but maybe I do understand that now. That it is true with the union. You can sort of get on at that point, and then there's so many different points along that journey you can get up, get off all the way up to an organizer or assistant secretary or whatever you'd like to do." But guys, we are running out of time. I do get in trouble for sort of overrunning a lot. But is there any shout outs, any hellos, goodbyes, good lucks?
Good luck to Dave.
Yeah, good luck
to Jembrook Club.
Good luck, Jembrook.
Yep.
For sure.
A quick shout out to Kieran McNerney, who finished up out at the airport last week. So thanks, Kieran. Done a great job for your first job, and we got another one coming up. So
yeah, for sure.
There you go.
Great skills.
Great work.
For sure.
Good. Rolls over.
Good skills.
We also had a CFMU delegate. Excel at Gert, I believe. Chucky, he passed away. It's his funeral today. So condolences to his family.
Condolences to the family.
And to all of the CFMU family as well. Rest in peace, mate. And I know it's going to be a sad day. We'll leave it with that, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Yep. I don't know if Rusty will be back. Maybe.
Probably not.
The
one after.
So you're going to have to deal with me for another
work,
show.
Good work,
mate.
Thank you very much. And have a good week. Ciao.
Take care.
See ya.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.